right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! Hi, sir.
Yeehaw!
Oh, wait, I'm on last week's episode still.
Yes. Yeah, you gotta cut that out.
Damn.
We're on a brand new episode, episode 210 to Yuma of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast.
I see.
It's been a long time since we had a since we had an awful tie-in title to one of these episodes.
Yeah, and actually, that doesn't tie into the any content within the episode itself.
Well, you know what? You know what, though?
Well, no, I can make a tie-in.
Actually, you can't. You know why?
I'm going to make it work.
The episode of that movie? 310 to Yuma.
Yes, I understand.
But
you know,
it's
you're
such a bad joke.
If we get to 310, we'll worry about it then.
No, this one should be to you.
Right, exactly. There you go. See?
Oh boy.
You've just predicted the future.
Oh boy. 210 to Yuma. It's a joke that we just didn't think through.
That's all.
Awful.
We might as well just get right into it.
Well, but before we get into it, of course, there's a myriad of things we need to tell everybody. Of course, you can check out everything we're doing over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You can.
The home of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, and Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM experience.
Both of these things true.
Which you can check out on an every other week schedule over at SiriusXM, Sirius 197, XM 202, The Virus.
Correct.
Also over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, you can do things like check out picture galleries for each and every episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast.
Right.
There are links there to some sort of messaging board center thing where you can leave your nasty comments.
Those message boards, very important.
About OG?
Very important, those
Oh, you mean because boards. Of the contest
because
that's going on?
Because of the contest that's going on right
well,
now.
Well, wait, before you do that, let me All get right. through the rant. So you can do that over there, of course. You can find the GVM line, the Geek Voicemail line, which is
425-920-6050.
Right, where you can leave a voicemail for us about something we talk on the show, about something you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, comments, questions, and so on and so
forth. Et cetera.
Right. You can also check out our Live from Studio V segments and other video goodies that we put up occasionally over there as well.
Right.
You can also become our friend on Facebook.
This is true.
And we will have a big, giant Facebook contest coming up with a big, giant prize in the very near future.
At least that's the rumor.
That's a fact.
All right.
I'm confirming that today. So you'll want to do that so that you can be a part of that contest. Maybe win yourself a prize.
Nice.
Yep. And that's it. There's other Twitters and things, but we do those at the end.
Right.
Now so
can I go to the contest?
Contest.
Now? So if you listen to episode...
We're in the midst of a contest.
Right. If you listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 209, Sir,
uh-huh.
As part of that episode, we discussed a plethora of food-related movie and television products.
Well, not only food-related, but just some great products from Think Geek.
We did.
Which we should say again, thinkgeek.com. You should be checking that out.
But specifically, this contest relates to the food-related products.
That's true. Tying in with Big Kev's Eat Stuff.
You can't tie in with something that doesn't actually exist yet. When it exists, then we can tie in.
It exists as a
anchor
theory.
Down.
It exists as a theory, as a thing in progress.
The longest thing in progress that hasn't come to fruition
exists.
Yet ever. Anyway, we discussed the Star Trek Enterprise pizza cutter from ThinkGeek. And in conjunction with that discussion, we held a contest. Go over to the message boards, find the post for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 209, Sir. And within that post, post your favorite food-related movie or television product.
Correct.
So, and this is really very broad. You can really think broad. I've seen some.
If you can make an argument for it and it's clever, you're in.
I've seen some food-related products suggested.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some actual food products suggested.
Uh-huh.
Both of those qualify.
That's good.
So that contest opened until episode 211, which means that I'm going to give a date.
Okay.
I'm going to give a date because I want this to be, you know, good.
And we should say what we need you to do while OG is looking up the date is you need to go over to the message boards for episode 209, which you can access through BigKevsGeekStuff.com under the episode 209 thing, post. And you can leave your entry into the...
I think I just said that.
Content. Did you say that they had to go over there and
yes,
do that?
Yes, and then post it within the...
Yes, go on.
Date. You have to have your entries in by Tuesday, November 16th.
That seems fair.
So your entries must be within that post by Tuesday, November 16th.
Now, if you're hearing this episode and it went up and it's Tuesday, November 16th,
oops,
you got till the end of today.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All right, fine. I'll extend it. You have until
Wednesday,
5 p.m.
Eastern
Standard Time on Wednesday, November 17th.
There you go.
5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, November 17th, your entry must be posted on the message boards. We will have two winners, a grand prize winner, and a runner-up honorable mention.
Right. The grand prize winner, of course, we will select using criteria that we decide on.
Right.
And
like it.
And then we will select a random runner-up.
That's right.
Who will receive a different prize, an additional sort of secondary prize. The washer-dryer, if you will.
Right. So again, the grand prize
not
is...
Not the car, but the washer-dryer.
The Star Trek Enterprise pizza cutter. Mm-hmm. And then the runner-up will be a randomly selected prize, which we will likely announce when we announce the winner at
the,
that time.
The Enterprise pizza cutter? Sponsored provided by ThinkGeek.com.
Right.
So let's not forget the people who provide the prizes.
Now that we're done with all of that.
Uh-huh.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
All right, tie in.
Okay.
Tie it in. 310 to Yuma.
Is not the name of this episode.
No, but the episode is 210 to Yuma.
Correct.
Which was a play on 310 to Yuma.
Correct.
Which in the cast of that film, the newer version, the modern version, was Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk played Wash. Wash is a character in the exclusive to USA Today Serenity comic book or Serenity
comic
six-panel comic strip Downtime.
Ah.
Tie-in.
Well done.
So, within the context of this episode post online, I will post a link to that, of course, written by Zach Whedon. I don't remember the young artist's name that's doing it, but it was good artwork. I enjoyed the art and the story, a cute little quirky story. Featured all of the characters, but there was kind of a focus on Jane and Simon.
Okay.
It's kind of nice. And that link will be up on the website.
Wonderful.
There you go.
I did a few things this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was that?
On Friday, I went and saw the Pee Wee Herman show.
Look at you. Broadway. You're like a fancy person.
Yes. We had third row seats and we had a great time. And I have to say, it's a delightful update slash combination of all the Pee Wee Herman projects that you've ever heard of. So
okay.
The original Pee Wee Herman show from, I think it's 81, I want to say, HBO special.
Right.
Was kind of the basis of it. And then what they did was they added in the Pee Wee's Playhouse characters.
So like Cherry?
Like Cherry, Clocky. Not Clocky, because Clocky was in the original one. Clunky, I think it is.
Was the robot.
The robot.
Okay.
The Magic Screen was also added into this. And Cowboy Curtis, who was also, who originally was Lawrence Fishburne, right? In the Pee Wee Herman Playhouse, in Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Yes.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes. Cowboy Larry Curtis. Fishburne at the time.
Yes, Larry. That's right. That's before he did Shakespeare.
Right, right. He was still hot Larry. On the tails of me, Cornbread, and Earl.
I don't know if that was hot on the tails of that, but yes. That Larry Fishburne.
Right.
And now Lawrence Fishburne. And he's now, Cowboy Curtis is now being played by Phil LaMarr, by the way, who has a pair of fans sitting here in Studio A. So for his various contributions all over the place to the voice world, et cetera. It was a great mix of those two things, plus a few other. They did a bit. Like the one in the movie where everything goes black, but you can see the eyeballs moving around,
which was
like in Big Adventure. So it was, like I said, a delightful combination of all those things. A couple of original characters and performers from 1981. The Mailman Mike, Miss Wyvonne were the original performers. And I think Jambi also, I think, was the original from 1981, although I can't confirm that. But it sounded and looked an awful lot like him. So terrific to see all of those characters brought back to life. And it really was kind of an updated version of that 1981 special from HBO. So I did that. That was a great time. On Saturday, I went to UberCon.
Okay.
Which was a gaming convention down in Edison, New Jersey.
Right.
To hang out with a friend of the show, Pete Abrams.
Aww,
from
Mr.
Sluggy
Abrams.
Freelance, which is which you can find over at sluggy.com.
Right.
Played his card game based on his strip. Nice. Had fun doing that. Had fun hanging with Pete Abrams. And while Pete had some downtime from the convention, right down the street from the gaming con, UberCon, the gaming convention, was Exotica.
The Exotica Adult Entertainment Expo.
Adult Entertainment Expo, where Pete and I were fortunate enough to meet Faye Reagan, my favorite adult film performer and model.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Sounds like a hoot.
Yep. So, yeah.
So that's your contribution to the news?
That's it.
Your personal life?
That's what I did.
Your personal exploits?
That's
the news.
Instead
of spending time researching for the show, you share with us your personal exploits.
Fine. Hey, I think those are all relevant things.
Sure.
There's little gaming cons all over the place, so you listeners might want to check one out sometime. Play some new games you never played before, or play some old ones that you're good at with people. I played the card game. It's called Get Nifty.
Right.
Based on Sluggy Freelance. And guess what?
You won.
I won.
Nice.
And I won.
I was just guessing.
And
I
won a
know.
Prize.
Nice.
First time I ever played the game. I played the game. I had fun. I learned how to play the game. And I won a prize. Of course, the prize was fourth edition character sheets, which only inspired Pete Abrams to give me more of a hard time about the fact that our D&D game hasn't started yet. OG.
Don't blame me.
I'm just saying.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. So those are all relevant things. And Faye Reagan, we've mentioned before on the show. So, and who knows, we may hear from her again sometime in the future.
There you go.
There you go.
You never know.
Never know.
Tron Uprising.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what this is?
This would be the comic book?
No.
Okay, then, oh, wait, is this the cartoon?
This is the Disney cartoon spinoff that is set to air on Disney XD at an undisclosed time in the near future.
What is Disney XD?
I think it's like a...
Do I have Disney XD?
I believe so.
Oh.
I think we have it. It's like Disney Channel. It's another Disney Channel.
But X-rated.
No, it's not X-rated. But I don't think it's the one that shows like the Wizards of Waverly Place either. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, it's
edgy?
Yeah, I don't want to say edgy because it's Disney, but it's... it's kind of... I think it's more of the adult-oriented... You know, so it shows like, I think they showed Escape to Witch Mountain, like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
I think I thought I saw a booth for Disney XD at Exotica.
I highly doubt that.
That's why I brought that up, because I thought maybe it was a tie-in.
I'm thinking that probably wasn't the case.
Sure, not Disney's adult.
Pretty positive.
All right, I'm just.
Pretty positive.
Could be that.
Just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Spider-Man news this week. There's a lot of Spider-Man movie news this week.
Oh, movie news. I thought you were going to talk about the dreaded musical, which...
Oh, which was pushed off again?
Again.
No, we won't talk about that because it's been pushed off again.
Unbelievable.
No, we're talking about the movie. There's a lot this week. There is fact.
And there is fiction. All right, what's the fact?
All right, fact. Martin Sheen has in fact been cast... as Uncle Ben.
Wow. That's rather a large name to lend to a bad movie.
That's fact.
Okay. Fact. Fiction.
Sally Fields may or may not have been approached to play Aunt May.
Mm-hmm.
That's rumor.
Right. Rumor.
Okay.
Okay.
Zooey Deschanel. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Actually, is it Zoe or is it Zooey?
I believe it's Zoe.
Because I thought it was Zooey.
Does it really matter?
No. But anyway, has apparently been approached to play Betty Brant, who is a female reporter that works at the Bugle.
Okay.
Okay, alongside of J. Jonah and eventually.
Is that an actual character?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know her.
And then also, there is rumor.
So she's like the Lois Lane.
Kind of, but she's not a love interest.
Says you.
And also, there is, months back, there was rumor that Sony had put out a casting call for someone to play a young Peter in a couple of scenes. Like, younger than high school Peter.
Interesting.
Like, 4 to 6-year-old Peter. And then we heard it might be older, it might be like 6 or 7.
Right.
And we're still looking at that possibly being a thing.
Right.
Of course, the speculation is now, will we see Peter's actual parents?
Ooh.
So now, for those of you who don't know, Peter's parents in the comic, it was eventually revealed somewhere down the line that they were agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes, and were killed, and Peter has to go into Aunt May's custody. But that wasn't you never really initially found out why he was Aunt May's cousin. And I think somewhere along the lines, it might have been in Spectacular, Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man,
uh-huh.
that Spider-Man book,
uh-huh.
That his parents were revealed as actual agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's interesting.
So that may or may not be in there.
Okay.
So there's your Spider-Man fact and rumors for the week.
Nice.
Now the Superman rumors for the week.
Okay.
Three names I heard this week tossed out there as possible Supermen.
Supermans is.
First one I heard was Joe Manganiello.
Okay.
You know him. But you
Why?
May not know you know him.
Why do
because
I know
he plays
him?
Alcide on True Blood.
Alcide?
Yeah, he's the werewolf.
Oh, that guy.
That is friends with Sookie.
Yeah, yeah.
The good werewolf.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If you will.
That's interesting.
Certainly a pretty man.
Certainly physically.
Certainly physically.
He looks a little too humongous, though. They might have to thin him out a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he might work.
Maybe.
I think he might work. The other name that was tossed out there this week, Patrick Wilson.
Oh, really?
Has a history of working with Zack Snyder already. Right. For those of you who don't know, Patrick Wilson, Night Owl.
In the Watchmen film.
Uh-huh. So his name hit the rumor mill this week. And then what I'm calling the ridiculous rumor of the week.
Nicolas Cage.
No. More of those photos have surfaced, though. No, more of them have surfaced in the past week or two. And they're still terrible to look at. John Cena. I don't know where.
Pro wrestler John Cena. That's got to be a lie. That's
the absolute ridiculous rumor of the week. There's no way. There is no way that that would happen.
That guy's way too unrealistically jacked.
That being said, out of those three, I think that Alcide is the best candidate in my personal
opinion. You call him by his real name instead of Alcide.
Joe Manganiello.
Joe M.
Joe, that guy.
Joe M. the Werewolf.
So there's
still not interested.
Rachel McAdams?
Huh?
Still not 100% sure if she's going to be in Sherlock 2.
Oh, really?
Yep. She says that if she is going to be in it, it's probably not going to be a very big role.
Which makes sense.
Yes and no, because... Yes and no.
That kind of movie that always moved the romantic interest through to somebody else.
But she was more than just a romantic interest.
Well, she was an agent of the bad guy.
Which you would think would be a good reason to bring her back.
I mean, but that doesn't mean she has to have an extended role in the piece.
This is true.
Plus, don't they get that woman from the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Dutch
movies? Isn't she going to be in that flick? So clearly, if they're bringing in somebody like that, they're planning on shifting things around a bit.
It could be.
Hmm.
And then did you hear Zac Efron this week in the news?
Oh, boy.
As possibly being in the running for Akira.
As
the
Tetsuo?
Lead. Yeah. No. No, not Tetsuo. Kaneda.
Zac Efron as Kaneda in a live-action film?
Yes.
Now, was this the Americanized version?
Where
he will be Ken?
Yeah, where it's not taking place in, Neo-Tokyo. It would be taking place in New York, I think.
I think it's irrelevant because I don't think it's going to be made.
Okay.
So it's nice.
I hope that it's not made.
It's nice that they're approaching people and all that jazz, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
I hope that it's not made. Let's leave it at that.
Meh.
I think that's it. I think we're ready to take our first break.
But we still got time left.
Yeah, but we could save it for the other stuff we have to talk about. There is a lot to talk about this week.
All right.
There's a plethora. I'm just saying.
Okay. And with that, we'll take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 210, to Yuma. Joke just doesn't work. Everyone around you was. Attention Geek Stuff listeners, do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKev'sGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the best geek exposure for your advertising dollar. Advertising space.
Hello, this is Pee Wee Herman.
I know you are, but what am I?
And you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Why? What's the significance? I don't know!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 210, to Yuma.
Yep.
Don't forget, if there's anything we talk about in this particular episode, something we talked about in the first segment, something we're about to talk about in the second segment, you want to contribute, participate, comment, rant, rage, etc. on, you give us a call over at the GVM, 425-920-6050, and you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
You want to comment on OG's naming of this episode? You know, you can do that over there as well.
That was not me.
You tend to Yuma, huh?
Not me.
Same.
Not me.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
DVDs.
There are a bunch this week, actually, that
are
I think
there?
We should mention. At least, yeah, there definitely are a bunch this week that I think we should mention. First up, of course, would be what I'm calling the big, big release this week. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, out on DVD this week.
Yes.
Out on DVD and the Blu-ray.
I got the Blu-ray.
I'm sure that you did.
It is the Blu-ray plus DVD plus digital.
Right.
Three pack, because that's what has to happen these days with these things. Everybody was talking about this movie. I regret that I did not get to see this movie in the theater. However, I'm going to have a theatrical experience at home with the Blu-ray and with these Blu-ray exclusives, Making of Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, alternate footage, visual effects featurettes, and so on and so forth. A lot of stuff to be seen here. Deleted scenes, Scott Pilgrim bloopers, commentaries, all sorts of things that you can enjoy on the Blu-ray version. I'm going to take full advantage, my friend. I'm very upset I didn't get to see that in the theater over the summer.
Also out on the DVD this week, on Blu-ray and regular, Sherlock Season 1.
Oh, is that the updated one?
This is the new BBC series, which I thought was still running.
Right.
On BBC currently.
But it's not?
Well, I think that it is, but the DVD is out. I guess because it ran like 6 months to a year ago, you know, in its home country.
I see.
And it's just catching up now, so BBC America. Maybe the first season just wrapped, and that's why the DVD is coming out this week.
Could be.
But so that's out on DVD.
I heard good
DVD
things
this
about
week.
That show.
I heard really, I'm actually going to pick up the DVD. I really, really wanted to check that out.
So. Oh.
Also out this week, Superman Shazam.
Yeah, I got that
one. The Return of Black Adam.
Yeah, this is, of course, it's one of the DC Showcase animated features, if you will. Got all sorts of things on it. Commentary. Bruce Timm presents 4 bonus cartoons featuring Green Arrow, Jonah Hex, Shazam, and the Spectre.
Is this now the second Green Arrow?
It certainly seems that way, sir.
Hot tamales.
Uh-huh. And this is a great combination. Superman and Shazam teaming up to fight Black Adam. Heard a lot of good stuff about this. Can't wait to see it. And the shorts as well. I'm looking forward to the Jonah Hex short, considering how terrible the movie was. I'm guessing maybe they're trying to make up for something in this short, one would hope.
While we are talking about DC, Secret Origin, the story of DC Comics, DVD out this week.
Oh.
It's kind of like a little history of the company.
I think I missed that one.
Looks kind of interesting. I definitely think I want to check that out.
I shall have to obtain it.
Doctor Who, the complete 5th series.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Doctor Who.
Okay.
Doctor Who been on since 1963.
Yes, I understand.
There's no way this is the 5th series.
This is the 5th of the new stuff.
Okay, so that doesn't make sense either.
I understand, but they're calling it the complete. I'm not naming the DVDs.
I'm just saying.
Much like you named this particular episode of the podcast.
I have no.
I'm just saying that.
I named the podcast.
That is what it is.
I see. So now you're shifting the blame.
The Boondocks, the complete 3rd season out on DVD this
week. Was there a 3rd season?
Yes, and I believe a 4th is around the corner.
Really?
As well. Yeah, that show's weird because it takes like mad crazy time off between seasons, but yeah, that's out this week. And then also one that I almost want to pick up, but I probably won't because it'll be too expensive. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? The complete series, because the packaging is the Mystery Machine.
Oh, really?
It looks really awesome.
So it's just, how many episodes in the Scooby-Doo, Where Are You series? Because there was like 8 Scooby-Doo series, wasn't there?
41 episodes on 7 discs, plus a bonus 8th disc with lots of stuff.
Wow. Well, that's cool.
So there you go.
I don't think I'll be picking that one up. I'm not a big Scooby-Doo fan.
I know, but I like the Mystery Machine packaging.
If I could just get like the Batman episode.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool.
So
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Is that the one that had all the celebrity?
It might have been.
Celebrities on it?
I don't know.
41. 41
doesn't seem like enough, though.
Yeah, I know.
I thought there were more than that.
They did a bunch. You know, Harlem Globetrotters.
100 times.
Cass Elliott. Yeah.
Was it Phyllis Diller on like 80 episodes also?
She was.
Don Knotts on a bunch of episodes.
All very popular people when those things were being made.
Right.
Cass Elliott was on one. That's one I always remember.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. DVDs for the week.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comic books out this week. There's a bunch.
We're up to our neck in comic books.
I know. There's at least one or two that I'm super excited about this week.
At least one or 2 billion. But I want to start things off right with you, OG, this week by talking about all the Green Hornet books that came out this week.
Oh, good. I'm going to go take a piss.
From our friends over at Dynamite Entertainment, a lot of Green Hornet for you to check out. Green Hornet issue 9, continuing the great story started by Kevin Smith. And this one is still by Kevin Smith. What's the one that's not by Kevin Smith now? Is another one that's, I don't know. Breakdowns by Phil Hester, pencils by Jonathan Lau. This book's still great. Still got Alex Ross covers on it. Still a great read. So, check that out from Dynamite. Also from Dynamite this week, it is Kato Origins number 5.
Oh,
must you be so negative? This isn't going to last very long, so we just got to enjoy it.
And I'm just waiting.
By
patiently waiting.
Jay Nitz and Colton Worley. That continues the great origin story of Kato there. And then from the older Durin days, it's the Green Hornet Golden Age Remastered number 4.
I can't wait to buy none of these trades.
So this is, now we've talked about this. This is the Green Hornet comic books from back in the 40s, 1940 particularly. And they've taken them, they put them on nice paper. They may have recolored them. I think they did, but they still used the same basic coloring style from back then.
I thought when
just looks crisper on white paper.
I thought when you reprinted older comics, in new comic books, that you had it printed on the worst quality paper possible.
This isn't Marvel, sir.
Oh, see, I clearly was confused.
However, to clear up your confusion, from Image Comics, it is Cowboy Ninja Viking number 10.
That book is still going on.
And that book is still awesome, sir. I got to tell you, it's maybe one of the best comic books out there right now. AJ Lieberman, the writer, art and colors by Riley Rossmo. We've talked about Riley's art. It's very
stylish. Particularly your sketch that you got at New York Comic Con.
I didn't get a Riley Rossmo sketch in your Comic-Con because he wasn't there.
I know. That was the joke.
I know. The rumor was that he was there, but I didn't see him. His art style is a little, it's not a little, it's very stylized. And their use of solid sort of colors throughout the book, the way they've colored it is exciting. It's different. The story, exciting and different. So it's definitely a book you should be checking out. Also, news for you, OG, volume 2, collecting issues 6 through 10 is coming very soon.
Hot
coming
pan.
In December.
So. When is the Edison Wizard World show?
Edison?
Isn't there the New Jersey one still happening?
Sir.
I'll pick them all up then.
No, sir.
Also out this week, American Vampire, number 8.
Oh, I forgot about that.
By,
you know why?
Scott Schneider, Raphael Albuquerque.
You know why I forgot that one?
Why?
Not buying it anymore.
Why?
I'm doing the trades.
You're doing trades.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I read issue 7, and
yeah.
I'm eager for issue 8. It's really there's only 2 books that I'm buying individual issues of right now, and that is one of them.
Can we got to do a little spotlight focus on a company, sir,
we can do that?
In the comic book section. This is Archaea, I think it's Archaea Studio Press. Is
we
that
talk
correct?
About them a lot on this show.
We do
on
talk
this program.
About them a lot. We do, and there's a very good reason that we do that. It's because they're putting out some
Mouse Guard?
Great. Well, that's one great thing they're putting out, sir. Why would you limit it to just one?
I'm just
thing?
Saying. I think that's probably the one that we've talked about the most.
That's possible
on this show, but we've talked about a lot that they do. But I think Mouse Guard is the one that comes up most often. I mean, heck, we've had Mr. Peterson on the show
twice.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's true. You can't argue that logic. But they are doing more than Mouse Guard, sir. Now we should say, of course, the current Mouse Guard project that's out is Legends of the Guard. This is Mouse Guard stories that are told by people other than David Peterson, hand-selected by David Peterson to tell some tales that are different. And I have to say, I've really been enjoying this anthology series of stories. And regrettably, its first volume, at least, is coming to an end with issue 4. And they have a trade coming out, so everybody, will be, including OG, will be able to check out.
Yes, sir.
That's coming very soon. I think the last issue 4, is coming the next... maybe next week or so, and the trade shortly thereafter.
Nice.
So you can check that out, and we look forward to tons more Mouse Guard stuff. However, Archaea's doing a bunch more stuff than that. And, you know, Archaea has been called a little heady, a little serious, a little focused, and not so concentrated on funny or typical heroes or typical storytelling, and it's all accurate. For example...
That's exactly why I like Archaea.
I know. That's why I like them, too. Let's talk about... and let's mention the website. It's archaea.com, A-R-C-H-A-I-A.com, where you can check out everything that we're talking about. They have a book out, first issue of 6, called Feeding Ground.
Okay.
Why is it significant?
You tell me.
Anything, sir? Anything?
I don't know.
It's $3.95. It's written by Swifty Lang, art and lettering by Michael Lipinski, story by Swifty Lang, Michael Lipinski, and Chris Mangun. Without going into much detail about what the story is about, because I'd rather people experience it for itself, let's talk about why it's really significant. On the one side, you get the whole issue, and this is a big, thick, heavy issue for $3.95.
Yeah, it looks like a biggie.
Yeah. And when you flip the book, sir, starting from the other side?
In Spanish.
You get it in Spanish.
Oh, I was really joking.
No, that's what it is.
I totally was joking.
No, that's what it is.
I was going to make like a stereo instructions
reference. You get it
in
Spanish.
That's crazy.
All of it, the letter, every bit of it's in Spanish. So wow. That's really unique. I've never seen a book done like that before. And these are books that are upcoming from Archaea. You'll be able to check these out in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
Some of these things that we're talking about. I'm going to talk about another trade. It's called The God Machine.
Now, I haven't read that, but I really, really want to.
The art is really...
It's stellar.
Cute. Is cute the right word?
No, but it's not cute. It's kind of...
Stylized.
It's stylized.
But interesting.
And it's got a kind of... Maybe cute is the right word if you use it in conjunction with creepy.
Okay,
because it's kind of creepy cute.
And this
you know
one
that
is...
that make sense?
Right. It's written and illustrated by Chandra Free, who seems a nice woman.
We met her at...
I think we did.
At Philly? Was it Philly? Wizard
Philly, maybe?
It's possible
we met her at Philly, yes. Or somewhere along the line. Let me give you a little flavor text. Stricken with grief from the death of his girlfriend, Sith, Guy Salvatore struggles to make sense of his world. Enter a strange old man who shares with Guy a story of two gods who govern all of existence. Two gods who took Sith away and left her to wander aimlessly in and out of the dimensional planes known as the Dream Worlds. Join Guy as he begins to unravel the truth about the world he lives in and learns what really happened to Sith. So...
Yeah, I gotta read that.
Little Heaven Hell. Interesting art. Looks like some terrific storytelling. I'm jacked. I can't wait to read this. You all will be able to read this, I believe, in a couple of weeks. This one will come out as well. A lot of these books for mature readers, sir. So you should be aware of that. Let's mention a couple of other titles. The Secret History. This is book 12. This is one that we've heard about. I think we've actually mentioned this one on the show in the past. It's, like I said, issue 12 now. But it's kind of an alternate. It's history, but there's a story running through it. Very interesting stuff. I hate doing, especially with the books from Archaea. I hate giving away too much about it.
I hear you.
Let's talk about The Killer. The Killer is a book we did mention and talk at great length about on this program. Do you remember that, sir?
I do.
This was it's an imported book written by Matz, M-A-T-Z, and illustrated by Luc Jacquemont. And I think they've imported this book from France, and they've translated it into English, and I believe they are wrapping up the third volume here, I think, Modus Vivendi number 5, which I think is volume 3 of the series. I think we have a volume 2 trade that we have to talk about somewhere around here. This book is awesome. It's about a hitman, but it's about so much more than that, but it's very exciting. I mean, this would be a killer movie. I don't understand why this hasn't been snatched up for a movie license yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the you never killer. Know with all these movies going that way. Maybe it's waiting.
And again, this is a very serious sort of adult entertainment, not in the Exotica way, but in a mature sense.
Right.
Book to check out. Some other titles, Lucid. I think it's Lucid coming out. They're ongoing. Do we call it OKKO? OKKO. The Cycle of Air. I'm not sure what volume this book is on. Days Missing also is a book that's coming out. So there's a lot of stuff. I think something for everybody over at Archaea and archaea.com. You can check them out at archaea.com, which is what I just said.
Right.
And I think there's something for everybody over there. I think it's a little bit heavier reading, which
it's
I enjoy now and again from the sort of, Let's call it the lesser sort of books, if you will. I think these are greater sort of books.
Okay, yes.
I think these more along the lines of great fiction,
right,
rather than great comic books.
I hear you. I feel you.
Great illustrated fiction. And I think that's what Archaea is known for. And I think that you're not going to be disappointed by checking them out. And I know we've pushed Mouse Guard onto a lot of people. We turned a lot of people onto Mouse Guard. Well, hopefully now we're going to turn you on to some of these other books. The God Machine one looks really...
Yeah.
That one I'm really excited about reading. So check that out, archaea.com, and expect to hear a lot more about Archaea here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And let's close out the sort of book segment, if you will, sir, with the brand new Icons, the DC Comics and Wildstorm art of Jim Lee. This is a huge art book, going to run you about $50. And I got to tell you, with over, I mean, what? I can't even imagine. Almost 300 pages, sir, of Jim Lee art from all manner of Jim Lee projects from DC and Wildstorm. I mean, you got to be kidding not picking this up.
Yeah, I think I need that.
It's absolutely amazing to see all the developmental pencils, the sketches, the working out things and so on and so forth. It's absolutely incredible. Lots of great art. I mean, this is a table book everybody will be talking about and picking up on your table. It's called Icons. It's from Titan Books. And like I said, going to run you about $50. Absolutely incredible. Can't wait to get friend of the show, Jim Lee, to sign mine and sketch in it, because he owes me Superman, the bastard.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
We have a couple of things tonight. You want to go over what you got over there first?
I've just done all the talking. Why don't you do yours first? I'm carrying this thing tonight.
Carrying?
Carrying.
Yep.
210 to Yuma.
Yep, from naming the episode right through.
That's it.
Right through.
Yeah. I'm recovering from your terrible joke that didn't work and carrying the entire second segment.
Tonight on the show, we haven't done any vinyl thing in a couple of weeks.
We're still waiting here. We're going to be doing something with Kid Robot, I think.
We are.
Still, maybe.
But We've been kind of focusing on specific artists. I mean, in addition to lines, we've been focusing about specific artists and specific pieces. We've done a lot of talking about Doc A.
Right.
You know, we did a lot of stuff with E.N.D. over at Argonaut Resins and Step One and stuff like that. But tonight we have a piece from Eric Scarecrow. This is a gentleman whose stuff I've really appreciated for a long time now. And at New York Comic Con this year, he had an exclusive. He has a series of pieces based on his artwork. There, Maria is kind of the character, and there are different poses and stuff like that.
Okay.
This is the Wetsuit Maria. It's the first in a series of colorways for the Wetsuit Maria.
Okay.
And actually, I think he just released the second one as an exclusive as well.
Okay.
It was a Magumu Suit Maria.
Magumu.
Yeah, I can't pronounce things.
Okay.
You should know this
by
now. Maguma Hawaii exclusive was the exclusive, but we have the New York Comic Con exclusive here in the studio.
All right, let's have a look.
It's just a really kind of cool, neat sculpted piece. Again, based on his artwork,
right?
No points of articulation, but again, this is in a you don't
a
need that
figurine.
In this piece. You know what I mean? It's not an action figure. It's really meant to be an art piece, a display piece. It looks like it shouldn't stand.
Okay.
It does look like it shouldn't stand. It looks like the weight and the balance of it shouldn't work, but, you know, she stands perfectly well. Awesome to display. She kind of reminds me of Mario in the frog suit from, was that Super Mario 3?
I have no idea.
See?
I hear chiming in the background says yes.
Right. So in Super Mario 3, Mario got this like frog suit, you can swim underwater.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what this reminds me of. In addition to the piece, he also put out an awesome short video / commercial that's kind of like a little story about the character.
Okay.
That's available on YouTube. It's also available over at his website. We probably should put that out there.
Are we throwing a link up
I'll put up a link to the video on the site.
Okay.
But the website is esctoy.com.
Okay.
esctoy.com. Again, that's for Eric Scarecrow. Definitely check out the Wetsuit Maria piece. We're going to be talking about more of his stuff as it gets released. He's got some really excited stuff coming up for 2011, and you'll hear us reporting about it.
Awesome.
As it comes out.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
And from DC Direct in the OG is Screwed section, I found this product.
Afangul.
This is Cover Girls of the DC Universe Harley Quinn statue.
This is based on the artwork of Adam Hughes.
Based on the artwork of Adam Hughes.
Balls!
See, you got the piece right on the back, the Adam Hughes piece on which this is based.
Now, is that the first in the line?
Oh, absolutely not, sir.
It's
already available. Wonder Woman, Zatanna, Catwoman, Black Canary, and Power Girl. Coming soon, Poison Ivy and Batgirl.
Balls!
Okay. You are wow behind.
So, I've decided that I need to focus when it comes to Hughes.
Uh-huh.
I've decided that I'm sticking with just Batman-related characters.
Okay.
Of which, out of the ones you... Oh, and I'm sorry. Batman-related characters and Black Canary.
Right.
Because I have a Green Arrow thing.
Huh?
And out of the ones you named, they're all Batman-related characters, except for Zatanna, Power Girl, and
Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman.
The rest of them are all
so I need
qualified.
I need Harley Quinn. I need Poison Ivy. I need... did you say Batgirl and Catwoman?
Batgirl is and Poison Ivy are coming soon. Catwoman, Black Canary, out now.
Right. I'm fucked.
And Harley Quinn, of course. Yeah, you're a little under the weather, sir.
Under the weather is a good way to put it.
I don't recall what the retail was on this, regrettably.
I'm guessing probably somewhere in the $70 or $80 range.
Could be.
But that's a guess. So.
It's a full-size statue based on the artwork of Adam Hughes, of course. Limited edition of 8,000. Nothing should be called a limited edition if it is over 2,500. Nothing. 8,000 is not a limited edition.
No, because technically speaking, everything is limited. Because they only make so much of it.
Like, if you only made 8 billion of something, it's a limited edition of 8
billion. 8 billion, right, exactly.
So, yeah. Terrific job sculpting by Jack Matthews. We've mentioned him on the show before. What, sir?
I was slightly off in my pricing.
$100.
So, see? So, I might not be as screwed because I may have to pass on some of these.
Yeah,
I may have to refocus my focus.
You're passing on Wonder Woman and Power Girl and Zatanna.
I will not pass on Black Canary.
I know that.
I will not pass on Harlequin.
Uh-huh.
I may pass on Catwoman, Batgirl, and Poison Ivy.
I don't think so.
Well, I may
Once
have
you
to.
See them.
I may have to, sir. You know, the funds are limited.
Well, this
I
is
only
true.
Have so much.
Well, that's why you go to shows.
Yeah, and hope
because
for the best.
Of course, you can get good
fingers
things
crossed
for cheap from shows.
Because you know, I still need a billion and a half of the Amikami pieces. I still
new
need
one,
Black Canary. I still need Robin.
I think two new ones came out this week, I think.
I'm not going to get Batgirl 2.
Or Steel. I think Steel
I will
came
not
out
get
today.
Steel.
Well, then I think you're okay.
But I still need Black Canary. Uh-huh. I still need Robin. Mm-hmm. I still need... I think there's another one in there
Joker?
That I'm missing.
She's not out yet.
No, she's not out yet. So.
There you go.
Balls.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Hate you, DC Direct. I hate you.
And
your ass face.
And with that, let's take our final break. On Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 210, OG's Lament, or To Yuma.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair, the first and third Saturdays of the month, and in Bergenfield, New Jersey, on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Ooh, lolly.
Yes, all shows are Saturday night at midnight, uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7, and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice, maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The king of cult films live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner, and whenever I'm in the US, I listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner, and whenever I'm not in the US, I listen to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com. Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner, and when I'm not eating my bubble and squeak, I'm listening to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com. Hello, this is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com. When I'm not eating my bubble and squeak or shooting the chavs, I like to listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. More bangers and mash, please. Gee, howdy. This is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com. Whenever I'm in the U.S. and speak like house, I listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Bubble and squeak.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 210, To Yuma.
Uh-huh.
What did we talk about tonight, Big
Kev? Hey, wait, can you just stop rushing me through? That's my line.
Oh, I know, but I know.
Just want to make sure that everything is set before you go into this.
No, no, no. I actually had the intent of doing other things before moving on with the wrap-up.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast?
We talked about the USA Today online exclusive Serenity comic, Downtime. Also, the fact and fiction of the upcoming Spider-Man movie universe, including Martin Sheen, Sally Field, Peter's parents, and Zooey Deschanel. Also, Tron Uprising discussed tonight, Zac Efron and the possible upcoming Akira film, and who the fuck is going to play Superman? I'm saying Alcide.
I talked about my trips to the Pee Wee Herman show on Broadway, the UberCon gaming convention where we hung with Sluggy freelance creator Pete Abrams, when we who I also popped over to Exotica to meet and hang out with Faye Reagan, one of my favorite adult models, if you will.
In segment two of tonight's episode, we talked about a couple of DVDs that you definitely are going to want to check out this week, and some that I'm not going to repeat because you probably don't want to check them out. But the ones I'm going to repeat, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, definitely want to check that out. Sherlock Season 1, definitely want to check that out. And Superman Shazam, The Return of Black Adam. Those are the three I'm reminding you.
Oh, and the DC, one.
Yeah, that's, DC Origins, the history of DC one. Comics.
I don't think you should skip that. And we also talked about at length about Archaia Studio Press, as I thought the name of that company. Am I wrong about that? I thought it for sure it was Archaia.
Yeah, no.
Archaia Entertainment. Regardless, whatever they're calling it, you can check it out at archaia.com, archaia.com, where you can check out all the great books over there, including Mouse Guard, The God Machine, and all the others we talked about. Great company. Looking forward to seeing more great stuff from them. The Killer, also, I got to mention, because I think that book is tremendous. So check that out. And then we talked about also a few other comics to check out, sort of a regular release thing. OG's favorite, The Green Hornet. We mentioned The Green Hornet Golden Age Remastered number 4, Kato Origins 5, and Green Hornet number 9, all from Dynamite Entertainment. And from Image, it's Cowboy Ninja Viking number 10. Lastly, from Titan Books, we mentioned the Icons Jim Lee book, 300 pages of Jim Lee art from DC and Wildstorm. Wow. I mean, it's incredible.
Also, don't forget American Vampire number 8 out this week.
Oh, I forgot.
The Further Tales of Skinner Sweet.
Yes, because I'm reading the trades now.
All right.
I got you disease.
In the product review section of tonight's show, we talked about Eric Scarecrow toys, specifically the Wetsuit Maria toy that was a New York Comic Con exclusive. Awesome piece. You guys really need to go and check out Eric Scarecrow and his art and his pieces, each and every one better than the last. And I'll be posting that Eric Scarecrow Wetsuit Maria mini video online as well.
And from DC Direct, while they last, a lot of stuff going on over there, sir. The limited edition, I can't do it.
You just let it go.
8,000 is not a limited edition.
No.
It's just ridiculous. Anyway, regardless, it's Cover Girls of the DC Universe Harley Quinn statue based on the art of Adam Hughes. It's absolutely awesome. About 10 inches high. OG says about $100. I say it's got to be a little less. Either way, it's still a fine piece, a fine product, and you can check it out over at DC Comics / DC Direct. I think you can check those things out.
Well, DC Direct has it listed as 100 as that MSRP.
Well, that doesn't. That's suggested, sir.
That's what most places are going to charge you.
I don't know. I don't think I paid that much.
That being said, don't forget you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our podcast episodes, as well as information about Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the Sirius XM experience. Featured on Sirius 197 XM 202 every other week.
The virus. You got to say the virus.
Oh, I'm sorry. My
Sirius 197 XM 202. The virus.
Of course, the next one, or for a schedule of those weeks, if you can't figure out what every other week means, November 13th and then November 27th would probably finish out this month.
Yes,
although
I think
November 27th, yeah, we'll have to talk about that one. That's a holiday weekend, so
I think
we'll have to talk about it. Anyway,
we're scheduled that weekend. We got to do it, sir.
All right. I'm just saying. It's not going to be live, that's for sure.
I don't know about it being live or not live. What I know is it'd have to be done.
Don't forget, you can also check us out online at Facebook. Facebook.com / BK Geek Stuff. BK Geek Stuff.
I threw you off there.
Twitter.com at BK Geek Stuff and at Geek Stuff OG if you want to follow me. All of our YouTube videos, BK Geek Stuff is the username on YouTube. You noticing a trend?
BK Geek Stuff?
Uniformity.
Want to play Red Dead Redemption with me online? Big Kev GS.
There you go. For those of you who are using Android phones, if you have the Google Listen app, which why wouldn't you have the Google Listen app? It's a great podcast application. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you can listen directly on your phone. All you have to do is use the subscription address for the MP3 feed. Dump it into Google Listen. You could subscribe each and every week. You'll get the new episodes right to your Android smartphone.
That's nice. You can also go over to iTunes, a superior product, and you can hook up
over there. Not comparable
to
a phone, really.
Just saying.
Two totally different
things. Really? Couldn't get that on the iPhone, huh?
One makes a phone call.
Couldn't get that on the iPhone?
The other is a great
Couldn't get that on the iPhone.
I'm just saying. I don't know if you... Can you actually get iTunes
on the iPhone?
Is it a separate application?
Are you kidding?
No, I understand that it integrates with your iTunes, but I didn't know if it was... Do you have access to the iTunes store? I'm not sure. I don't have an iPhone.
So I don't know. I'll let you know in 4 months when I have an iPhone from Verizon.
I'm a Droid user.
Sorry to hear that, sir.
It's an excellent phone. An excellent platform.
I'm sure it's lovely.
And you know, no reception issues depending on how I grab it. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, okay.
I think with all of that being said,
I will end this podcast, as I end all podcasts of Big Kez Geek Stuff, by saying, good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.